Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding? Unbelievable.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
3, 2, 1. Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city of City by the Bay, actually the SF Waterfront, folks. This is a beautiful site to broadcast from. Of course, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, live from Sports Byline. Of course, Skyping in from the City of Angels is my man, Zach Attack. Zach, are you in the City of Angels or are you in Beverly Hills now?
I'm in Beverly Hills, you know, and the Fiero is no more, as we've said. I got my own helicopter now.
Oh, my God. Things are rock and roll. Week number 8 of the NFL is upon us. Of course, we'll talk about that. We'll go over the spreads as well. Charles J is set to join us at about 40 minutes past the hour. We're talking baseball as well. We'll do a special on Willie Mays and A-Rod. What are A-Rod's numbers right now if he were to retire? What would his batting average be?
Oh, A-Rod's batting average, I mean, he's at .295 for his entire career, so that's a high batting average over the course of a career.
And of course, Willie Mays, I think his final career average was like .302, .303, but then again, he had those declining years in which, you know, things were all that great. He wasn't hitting .300, he was hitting like .275, .280.
Yeah, and you know, at the end of the day, A-Rod had those years too at the end, so they both, once players go on a little too long, that's kind of what happens.
A-Rod should sign with the San Francisco Giants. Why? Because I want him in the City by the Bay. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Join us on the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man. We are live from San Francisco. This is Sports Overnight America.
Your own personal box office awaits you at TicketsAlways.com, across the street from historic Wrigley Field. Up the stairs to a stairway to heaven. The best seats at fair prices at Box Office Tickets at TicketsAlways.com. Professional, user-friendly website at TicketsAlways.com. This truly could be the year for your Chicago Cubs. Have a great seat to perhaps watch baseball history unfold on the north side. A ticket agency on your side. Box Office Tickets, TicketsAlways.com.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local farm mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 1,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Unbelievable.
Hey, John, we talking hockey in hour number one from Columbus, Ohio? Send me one of those Donati's pizza. They're square. The best square pizza I've ever had in my life. Zach, you ever had a good square pizza?
No, I've never had a good square pizza.
Donati's Pizza in Columbus, Ohio, folks. I used to have those 2, 3 in the morning. They were the greatest. They opened late at night. What's happening as far as the NBA is concerned, of course? Cleveland Cavaliers unbeaten at 3-0. Take us through the NBA season thus far, Zach.
Well, the aforementioned Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Orlando Magic 105-99. The Bulls beat the Pacers 118-101. The Trailblazers beat the Nuggets in overtime 115-113. The Celtics beat the Hornets 104-98. The Hawks beat the 76ers 104-72. And the Knicks beat the Grizzlies 111-104. The Bucks beat the Nets 110-108. The Spurs beat the Pelicans 98-79. And the Kings beat the T-Wolves 106-103.
Okay, so the big talk thus far is that Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors have already lost a game.
Yeah, and they lost in ugly fashion in that first game. But they lost to the San Antonio Spurs, and there's no shame in that. The Spurs are 3-0 right now.
No doubt about that. One of the best teams, perennial teams, upper echelon teams, year in, year out, the San Antonio Spurs. No doubt about that. But let's talk about the Golden State Warriors. I mean, is there a chance this team could fail?
I don't think so. I'm just going to come out and say it. I don't see a way that they can fail. It would have to take multiple injuries in the playoffs, because even if some of them get injured during the regular season, I think they could still go to the playoffs.
Are you trying to tell me it would take suicide by gun to ruin this team?
Potentially this year. I think it's going to be tough to beat them.
But these egos, man, I mean, you've got Durant, you've got Curry, you've got Draymond Green. I mean, there's just right there. There's a whole lot of ego right there in just three guys.
Yeah, and it's going to take a bit for them to gel. And even Klay Thompson, it seems like he's not so eager to give up all these shots that they're wanting him to give up. So we'll see how they gel. I mean, the Heat went off to a 8-9 start when LeBron came there. And, we know the end of that story, two titles later. So these things certainly happened. The Cleveland Cavaliers were sub-500 at the beginning, this Cleveland Cavaliers, before they went on to win a championship. So at the end of the day, I think that they're going to gel, and I don't think it's even going to take them as long as it took the Heat or the Cavs to gel.
Okay, let's talk about the Lakers. Of course, we're so hot on the Lakers because Luke Walton's a new coach, and it's a new era. You've got to be – listen, I'm excited about the Lakers, and I'm not a big Lakers fan. I'm up here in Golden State, of course, in the San Francisco Warriors area. That's right, they were the SF Warriors before they were the Golden State Warriors. But, I'm a big Lakers fan, and the fact that I want to see the franchise get back, because when that franchise was on top, man, they were dominant. With different eras of course, the Jerry West era, the Wilt Chamberlain era, the Magic era, I mean, the Shaq era. Wow, I mean, different eras and different great titles brought to the LA Lakers. Now the Lakers are back with Luke Walton. Do the Lakers have a chance of being a contender this year?
It's going to take a lot for them to be a contender, because they only won 17 games last year. But I think definitely in the next couple of years, you'll see them be a contender, because, you got guys like D'Angelo Russell. I think he's poised for a breakout season. They just drafted Brandon Ingram, who looks like he's going to be a great player. They got Julius Randle, Jordan Clarkson. I mean, it's a solid team.
Okay. We're going to switch gears. Let's talk mixed martial arts and boxing. Of course, you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcasting. Yes, we switch gears just like that. Of course, in the world of UFC, Eddie Alvarez and Conor McGregor coming up on November the 12th, live from the Mecca of boxing, ironically, Madison Square Garden. Of course, the biggest match of the year. Is it the biggest match of the year or is it the most overly hyped match of the year?
No, it's the biggest match of the year. And I mean, according to Dana White, they broke the gate record for Madison Square Garden. I don't know if that's true. Dana White isn't exactly the most trustworthy person in my eyes. But I definitely think this is the biggest fight of the year, and it has a chance to pass the 2 million mark in pay-per-views. So
why wouldn't you trust a guy that has a dope dealer cell phone?
Well, I just don't know. I guess that I should trust him.
And, of course, they're doing this Metro. The UFC's doing that Metro PCS commercials, how they're all with Metro PCS, right? And Dana's now got an iPhone. It's AT&T iPhone. It's not Metro PCS. Anyway, the bottom line is that suit's going to be rocking and rolling pretty soon. Of course, the fighters filing that class action lawsuit, like almost $1 billion they want. And why not? The athletes deserve it. When they're only getting – Zach, and I tried to lay this out for the average sports fan because everybody knows what a 100-yard football field looks like. But when you've got a 100-yard football field and the UFC management is taking 88% of the field up as far as the money is concerned, we have a problem, Houston. We have a problem.
Yeah, they got the UFC has 88 yards and the fighters are only able to gain 12 together. That's a blowout right there.
Okay. So what about Eddie Alvarez and Conor McGregor? What's going to give here? Of course, these guys are fighting at 155. Alvarez, a former Bellator champion, lost that one fight to Donald Cerrone, the cowboy, when he made his UFC debut. And they said, oh, he isn't up to snuff. But he came back after that, man. And then he surprised Rafael Dos Anjos for the title.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, at the end of the day, I think you would have to favor Conor, but he is going into uncharted territory. And Eddie Alvarez is a long-reigning lightweight champ, first with Bellator, and now he captured the UFC title. So this is by no means a gimme fight for McGregor. And there's certainly a possibility that Eddie Alvarez will play the role of spoiler here.
You know, I think that you diminish the greatness to an extent. I don't know if you did it intentionally or not, but of Jose Aldo, Scarface. I mean, outside of losing to Conor McGregor in 12 seconds, and that's really in the blink of an eye, he hasn't lost. I mean, the guy's a master. He's a genius. He's a phenom. There's no doubt about it. He truly is a phenom out of Brazil and not Vitor Belfort. So I don't like the fact that the UFC has sort of written him off. And Anderson Silva, yeah, he tested positive for steroids. But still, when you've got a guy that great with that kind of legacy, you don't kick him in the teeth after he comes in the 11th hour without any training. He takes on a champion for you in like 18 hours notice.
That's a tough ask for anybody. And, you know, I think that Conor McGregor's win over Jose Aldo is one of the best wins in MMA history. So I think that the UFC should value him more. And that was a true star-making performance for McGregor. Okay, so that has to be worth something.
Okay, Kyle Kingsbury thinks that Stephen Thompson is going to be the next world welterweight champion, 170 pounds. I think you and I can agree on that.
I agree with a triple K there.
but if Tyrone Woodley strikes first, he's a striker, and he's a very good striker.
If he strikes first, then that's going to be night for Mr. Wonderboy there.
Carolina Kay has beaten Joanna Jay in the amateurs. She's probably not going to do it in the pros, huh?
I don't think so. And actually, I got to correct you there. Actually, Joanna Jay beat Carolina.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't think she's going to beat her in the pros either.
Okay, they're both out of Poland, so this fight should have really been in Poland. Chris Weidman and Yoel Romero, of course, the former world middleweight champion. He's like the natural, but the natural sort of got derailed. I mean, he lost his championship after beating Anderson Silva twice and beating a host of other guys. I guess he's got enough money to retire, but still, Yoel Romero and him, that's like a toss-up fight, isn't it?
It definitely is, and that's another one of the best wins in UFC history, Weidman beating Anderson Silva, although Anderson Silva is long in the tooth now. But I think it's going to take a lot for Weidman to recapture that glory, and this is his first shot to really do that in a while.
We talked about this before, but having death match after death match is just not good for the fighter. You know what I'm talking about? In other words, like you lose, like Junior Dos Santos. I mean, he lost to Cain Velasquez. What do they put him in with Cain again real soon? I mean, he needs death match after death match. Listen. When you look at the end of the day, the CTE and all this different brain damage and things like that, man, ass kickings bring that kind of stuff on quickly. Those kind of ass kickings.
Oh, Junior's brain was still rattling around in his head from the second fight when he fought Cain for the third time. So that's a rough thing to try to put him through. And I think Junior, to his credit, he's recovered well. But at the same time, I think he kind of needs a little bit easier fights to kind of ease back into this more.
Hey, Donald Cerrone and Kelvin Gastelum, of course, the cowboy always ready to rock and roll. Gastelum, a capable competitor as well. Misha Tate and Raquel Pennington. Is this an easy fight for Misha?
I don't think it is. Raquel Pennington, she's really improved. I think this is going to be a tough fight for Misha. And I don't know. To me, I don't know if it's just me, but it kind of seems that Misha Tate may have lost a step.
Well, you know, she got to the mountaintop, and then she, like, messed around and, man, lost to him. I mean, here's what's up. She beats Holly Holm, who Holly Holm pulls off this big upset. Not really, but she beats Ronda Rousey, of course, and then takes away the bantamweight crown. And then Holly Holm loses it to Misha Tate. Misha Tate loses to Amanda Nunes. And now, like, Kyle thinks that Amanda's going to be able to beat Ronda when Ronda comes back. So is Ronda one and done?
Ronda, I think that she – I really don't think that she's going to win this fight. But it's more due to where I think Ronda's mental state at. I don't know if she's less talented. I think she certainly is the more talented fighter. It's just, it's a tough mental game, and she's been off for a year. And you know, you talk about putting them in with back-to-back killers. That's what they're doing to Ronda, and she's been off for a while.
Okay, the Fox Sports 1 card, of course, it's on Fox Sports 1. It'll start at 5 p.m. Pacific time, November the 12th. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, the pay-per-view goes on at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. The fight that I'm really looking forward to is Frankie Edgar in a comeback fight at 145, of course, against Jeremy Stephens. Frankie Edgar got schooled by Jose Aldo.
Yeah, he did. I mean, Frankie Edgar, that was one of the most surprising fights, I think, the result, because I thought that would be competitive. You know, their first fight was competitive. Some people even thought Frankie Edgar won that. So for Frankie Edgar to just get dominated like that by a Jose Aldo who had been knocked out by Conor McGregor, knocked out cold, but that was a bit of a surprise.
But Zachary, it's better to get knocked out in 12 seconds to take an ass whooping.
It is. But still, you would think, if anything, that Frankie Edgar would have went in there with a bit of an edge, because that was the first time that Jose Aldo had lost in a long time.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast, and straight up next, we're talking Major League Baseball. Of course, one of the greatest players of all time. I'm talking about one of the greatest athletes of time, A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez. We're talking Alex Rodriguez and maybe some Willie Mays as well, right after the break here on Sports Byline.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Tell him to kiss my butt.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio and Sports Byline Broadcast Network present the greatest athletes in sports history. Here's Zach Young.
Okay, fans, let's see if you could guess the athlete of the week this week. It's a baseball player whose fame kind of came on the New York Yankees. That's where he spent over half his career. And we got a nice clip for you.
That one is drilled to left field. Is it high enough? It is gone. See ya. A pinch hit. Home run for Alex Rodriguez. Number 660, tying him with Willie Mays for fourth place on the all-time home run list. And he does it in dramatic fashion, giving the Yankees a 3-2 lead.
All right, Alex Rodriguez, that was number 660. Of course, he went on to hit about 36 more home runs. He's currently at 696. Will that be the last run that he hits? I don't think so. I think Alex Rodriguez will come back. But of course, when you talk about Alex Rodriguez, you're talking about one of the greatest hitters of all time. He finished with a batting average of 295. He got 3,115 hits, so he joined the 3,000 hit club. 2,086 runs batted in. He had 2,021 runs, 329 stolen bases, pretty fast around the base paths. Of course, he played on the Seattle Mariners, the Texas Rangers, and he spent the majority of his career on the New York Yankees, where he won a World Series in 2009. He's the three-time AL MVP in 2003, 2005, and 2007, 14-time All-Star, 10-time Silver Slugger Award, 2-time Gold Glove Award winner, 4-time AL Hank Aaron Award winner, 5-time AL Home Run Leader, 2-time MLB RBI Leader, and the MLB Batting Champion in 1996, a member of the 500 Home Run Club. I mean, Alex Rodriguez, just all kinds of success in the major leagues, and as Johnny Taco has said, he had one of the best swings of all time. At the end of the day, a controversial guy, but certainly a talented baseball player. And Johnny Taco, how do you factor in the steroid use that we saw with A-Rod?
Believe it or not, you know I'm an anti-steroid guy, but I'm giving him a pass. Why? Because a lot of those guys, of course, were doing the same thing at that point in time in baseball, and everybody was juicing up, and that was before baseball cracked down on steroids, allegedly. But, you know, I give Alex all the props because he was another five-tool player. He did it all, much like Mays.
Oh, yeah, and that's why I thought the Mays clip was kind of symbolic, because, you know, this is a San Francisco-based radio show, and Mays is a San Francisco legend. And when you talk about Mays and Alex Rodriguez, there's a lot of similarities there.
Of course, batting average 302, his lifetime average, 3,283 hits, 660 home runs with Willie Mays, 1,903 runs, batted in 338 stolen bases. I mean, Mays, I'm going to tell you, I've never seen, and Larry Merchant and I have talked about this, the great Larry Merchant, of course, a Hall of Fame broadcast and a Hall of Fame journalist as well, the former editor of the sports editor of the Philadelphia Inquirer. But, you know, he and I talked about Mays. When Mays played center field, Mays was such a weapon, he would dictate the pitches. He would sort of tell the pitchers how to throw. Can you believe that, a center fielder telling the pitchers what pitches to throw?
I can believe that when you're talking about a player of that stature because, you know, of course, Mays could have played a couple years longer than he did. I mean, a lot of his history wasn't – it didn't really get the chance to be written, and he still has, like, Hall of Fame numbers.
Maybe the finest five-tool player of all time. Of course, he came along in the era before performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, they used to have something called greenies back then. That's what they called them, greenies or bennies. And bennies are little tiny white pills, supposedly – like pumped you up, supposedly gave you a little caffeine, supposedly had some speed in it. But the bottom line is they weren't taking drugs like they were in the 1990s. You know, I heard Mark McGuire earlier on one of our programs here on Sports Byline talk about Sports Byline USA with the great Ron Barr, the godfather of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, you know, Mark McGuire was talking about, you know, baseball and this and that, but he never brought up the fact that he was using performance-enhancing drugs. And I think that, you know, he was a guy that really never really came clean about it. At least Rodriguez got popped. He was the one guy that was punished for it. But McGuire sort of got a pass.
At the end of the day, that was interesting. And I couldn't tell you exactly what that was. If I had to speculate, I'd say that Mark McGuire was a lot friendlier with the media than Alex Rodriguez was. And he didn't have, I think, as much success as Alex Rodriguez had with the Yankees, I still think that he didn't really endear himself to the New York public as much as other players. And, you know, they had Derek Jeter on the team, and there's kind of – Derek Jeter is pretty much – he's one of those guys that you can't say anything bad about in Yankee Stadium. So Alex Rodriguez, when he wasn't getting along with Derek Jeter, I think that kind of divided a lot of fans.
Isn't Derek Jeter the guy that jumped in the sack with Juanita Leonard? Didn't he marry Ray Leonard's wife?
Oh, well, Derek Jeter, I mean, he's just been with a lot of different
women, huh? Okay, of course, A-Rod had his thing with Madonna. I mean, she was coming to Yankee Stadium, things like that. So A-Rod got around as well, and I think that the thing with A-Rod is that the attitude, you know, he does have a hell of an attitude. He's got a chip on his shoulder, but guess what? Most great athletes do. I think to be in that upper echelon, I know when I was considered myself a good athlete, when I was winning Golden Glove championships, I had an attitude. It sort of goes with the territory, Zach. If you don't have a bit of an attitude and you're not a bit wary of your surroundings and sort of being a bit paranoid, a bit nervous, you can't hold on to that edge. You know what I'm trying to say there?
You're not going to be as successful, I don't think, if you don't have an attitude, which sounds kind of messed up to say, but at the same time, it's like you need some type of thing to motivate you. And, you know, you talked about Kevin Durant motivating himself. I think Rodriguez, he spoke out against the media, and that was kind of his way of self-motivating, I think.
Well, and another thing, you know, the media did him no favors there in New York City, because once you run afoul of the Big Apple press, man, you're just like, either the only time they'll write about you is when your face is in the dirt. They won't write anything positive about you at all. Believe me, I used to read those New York papers every day, the Post, and I remember the newspaper days. You know, I mean, when it was a Post, it was the Daily News, it was the New York Times, to an extent, they all had boxing writers. Phil Berger for the Times, the late Phil Berger. Mike Marley for the New York Post, one of the best boxing writers of all time. And, of course, Michael Katz, Dog and Katz, was the boxing writer for the New York Daily News. This was until the 1990s. Newspapers, I know you're an internet guy, you're the millennial, this and that, but Zach, I'm telling you, things are sort of cooler when you got to read the newspaper. I don't know if you can do you guys millennials, do you experience newspapers at all?
I mean, I do. I always feel like I'm a bit of an outsider when it comes to millennials, but I used to write for a newspaper, so I kind of know like the what it's like to be experiencing the print world, as you say.
Okay. We're going to switch gears here just for a second, because earlier in the show, I got some heat from that guy from Columbus, Ohio, because he says that he don't talk enough about hockey. Well, it's been 18 years since the great one, Wayne Gretzky, hung up his skates. It's hard to believe it's been 18 years. Time is flying.
It definitely is. I mean, Wayne Gretzky, his name is still synonymous with hockey. And when you think of hockey, you can't help but think of Wayne Gretzky.
You know, I mean, I remember the New York Rangers tried to get him to come out of retirement with a $5 million offer. And he said, no, I'm just not going to do it, man. Of course, he just wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it for the money. And you know what? Wayne Gretzky, without a doubt, pound for pound, the greatest hockey player of all time.
I would say so. I mean, that's definitely who I'd have up there. Some people want more Stanley Cups, but people want more NBA championships than Jordan, too. It's just about the quality of play that you see and the dominance.
Okay, we're talking NFL after the break. Of course, this is week number 8. Tom Brady in 4 weeks now after the Deflategate comeback. He only threw for 277 yards last week, and that was a disappointing week for him. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a disappointment for Brady, which says a lot about who Brady is.
We're talking Tom Brady. We're talking the NFL. We're talking point spread right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. In other words, NFL time right here on the Johnny Taco and his All-Star Show. Call us on the toll-free if you want to talk NFL. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live from the city by the bay. The San Francisco waterfront, folks. A beautiful sight it is. We broadcast from each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, Sports Overnight America, the Saturday night edition on Sports Byline.
We take you live to Molson House, where news coverage is just getting underway.
I'm disappointed about having to leave Edmonton. I truly admire all the fans and respect everyone over the years.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
That's the enemy over there. They're not your friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth. Take the running backs to the stands. Run up in the stands and slap their mama.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Thursday night NFL game, the Tennessee Titans were 3-point favorites. They won 36-22 over the Jacksonville Jaguars, of course. Sunday's game, Washington, Cincinnati. Cincinnati, a minus 3-point favorite. Talk to me, Zach.
That's going to be a tough game. I think I'll go with Cincinnati in that one.
Buffalo plus 6. What do you think there? New England, 6-point favorites over Buffalo. I'm taking New England.
Yeah, I'm taking New England there. Although, these Rex Ryan teams compete well with the Patriots.
And they shut him out the last time, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. But that was a Brady-less Patriots.
Exactly. You know, Tom Brady with an attitude. There's nothing like Tom Brady. Right now, that's my special of the day already. Straight up, I have to go with that New England over Buffalo tomorrow by better than 6. Kansas City at Indiana. Indiana is a 3-point underdog.
Kansas City at Indiana. I think I would go with the Chiefs there because the Chiefs, I'm not sold on the Colts, and the Chiefs have kind of put together a good run. A
lot of close games, 3 points. Of course, 3 points is New Jersey and Cleveland. Cleveland, a 3-point underdog. New York Jets, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and Cleveland, they're going to win a game at some point. This could be the game that they win.
They got a roll. Right now, Cleveland's on a roll, man. At least they can win one game. It'd be a great weekend to win.
Oh, yeah, it would be. This might be the week for them.
Okay.
I mean,
Cam Newton, of course, he's back. It's said to be at 100%. He is a minus 3-point favorite against the Arizona. What's happening there?
I think the last time they met up, the Panthers just destroyed Arizona. So the fact that that they're only favored by a little bit, I don't know. I think they'll come out and beat Arizona pretty decisively.
Here is the closest game on the board, and there's all these 3-point games, 2.5, 2.5-point games. The Oakland Raiders are a half a point underdog, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Tampa Bay.
That's kind of crazy to me. You know, I think that the Raiders are going to win that game. I really do. I mean, the Rams beat the Buccaneers, and I think that the Raiders are a better overall team than the Rams this year.
Derek Carr, baby. I mean, to the improvement of Derek Carr, he stepped it up.
Yeah, the quarterback play of the Raiders is much higher than that of the Rams. I mean, Derek Carr's right now is one of the best quarterbacks this season.
Okay, Seattle, of course, man, their poor quarterback. He's all lumped up. He's a 3-point favorite going into New Orleans. But the Saints, Drew Brees is going to try to exploit that Seattle secondary.
Yeah, and I think he will. I'm picking New Orleans to win that game. I think that Seattle hasn't looked that great the last couple weeks, and New Orleans is like a different team when they play in the Superdome.
Okay, Detroit at Houston. Houston's a 2.5-point favorite.
I'm going with Detroit there. I don't think Houston's been impressive. They've kind of they definitely weren't impressive against the Broncos, and I don't think that they're going to be able to overcome a really great the really great quarterback play of Matthew Stafford right now.
Speaking of the Broncos, 4.5-point favorites over San Diego at home.
That's fair enough. San Diego's been in a lot of close games. But the Broncos, I think they're on a roll right now, and I think that they'll be able to take advantage of the Chargers' mistakes.
Interesting here. Green Bay at Atlanta. Atlanta's a 3-point favorite. Why?
Atlanta has like a historically great offense right now, and Aaron Rodgers hasn't looked like Aaron Rodgers yet. So I think you would have to favor Atlanta in that game.
Okay, and of course the Philadelphia at Ezekiel Elliott, the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, you got to give him some props. Dallas is a 4.5-point favorite here, and they're playing at home.
Yeah, I like Dallas in that game. I think that Carson Wentz has played very well for the Eagles, but I think Dak Prescott has been a little better, and I think that they'll come out with the W.
Last game on the NFL schedule, Miami, take that Minnesota at Chicago. Minnesota playing good, and they're a 4.5-point favorite at the Bears.
Yeah, Minnesota definitely should be favored. The Bears are not really that great, and Minnesota's one of the best teams in the NFC.
Sam Bradford, real quick, is Sam Bradford the surprise thus far in 2016 as a quarterback?
I would say, or you know what, Derek Carr is a surprise. I think Derek Carr is actually probably a bigger surprise.
Good enough. Next up on Sports Byline, we'll delve into the career of the great Willie Mays with Willie himself, right here on the Sports Byline, Saturday night overnight, of course, Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco News All-Stars, live from San Francisco.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back?
Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Who are the baseball players that you admired as a youngster?
Well, first of all, in my hometown, we only had like 5,000 people there. And my three big guys when I was coming along was, like Stan Musial, Ted Williams, and Joe DiMaggio. And the reason I think I picked those three is because in the paper every Sunday when we got the big newspaper, those guys was there, and I said to myself, I want to be like those guys. And then when Jackie came along in 47, I picked Jackie because I felt that I could get in the majors, because now he's in there, just a matter of time. So those four guys, was in my mind all the time.
After spending time in the minor leagues, you struggled at the start of your major league career. How did you overcome that?
But when I came to the major, it was a different story. The guys in each position was very good. I didn't actually fit in right away because I was nervous and I didn't hit that well. Three games that I played, but I played good defense. And the key to for me hitting, I think, was Leo DeRocher. He came to me and said to me a few words, "You'll be my center fielder regardless of what you do. You don't have to hit, just enjoy the game." And I went back having fun, and right away I hit a home run off of Warren Spahn the next day, and I just moved forward from after that.
Okay. In 1951, the Dodgers and the Giants finished tied at the end of the regular season, and mm-hmm. which obviously set the stage for the memorable three-game playoff. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your thoughts watching Bobby Thompson from the on-deck circle during that game.
This was 1951,
Yes.
1951, when Bobby hit the home run, it wasn't a hard-hit home run. They always talk about or he's studying signs and different things like that. And I didn't understand all that when I first came along. I wish I'd have known about it because instead of hitting 274, I think I would hit close to 300 because I was hitting 296 my last, 3 weeks of the season. But when Bobby hit the home run, I was so shocked that I was the last guy to get to home plate, and I'm on deck now. And the Polo Grounds was a big ballpark, so I didn't realize what happened until all the guys started running on, to the home plate. And if you ever look at a film, you'll see me finally coming into the framework there. And I just was in kind of shock there. Yeah.
You mentioned the Polo Grounds being such a big place. Mm-hmm. Was it a difficult place to learn to play center field since center field was so deep?
You don't play the ballparks, you play the hitters. I did. You take a guy like Richard Ashburn when he was hitting, he never hit home runs, he would hit line drives, so I would play him right behind second base. So if he hits the ball on my head, he gets a home run. But I caught, I would say, 8 or 9 balls that he would hit line drives, and he would cuss me all the time because I never would play deep on him, and he was a tremendous hitter. But I think that you don't worry about the ballparks. You play the hitters and you play the pitchers. And long the pitcher understand how you're playing, you can catch a lot of balls out there. The ballpark is not a problem. I like to pull the ground. I like to play deep,
Speaking of catches, the catch in 1954, Mick Wirt's catch, what are some of your thoughts of that moment?
Well, people talk about the catch, and I don't understand why, because I did many things other than just, catch a ball. But when you find something like that in the World Series, we won 4 games that year, and they had to pick a highlight, and they picked, that one for the highlight. But when the ball was hit, in my mind, as I'm running, I had I felt I was going to catch the ball without any problem. But trying to get the ball back into the infield was the big problem because I'm running full speed going against the wall, and I had to stop very quickly. If you ever see the film again, you look at the film. As I catch the ball, very quickly I turn, and I did like a pyramid and threw the ball back into the infield. And that, to me, was the key to the whole catch. And a lot of people say, well, you had to catch the ball before you can throw it. True enough, but in my mind, I had the ball all the way.
Speaking of kids, some of the most memorable photos and video of you is from the days you played stick ball with kids in the city. What do you remember from those days?
Oh, boy. I remember 9 o'clock in the morning, they would knock on my window and say, it's time. I'll be eating breakfast, they would knock on it, and the window says, come out. And I also remember that we had no losers. In stickball, you do have losers, but in my game, that was no loser because I would have like 10 or 12 kids, and we all would go have ice cream as soon as we get through playing. I would do 2 things. I would play in the morning before I went to the game. Then afternoon, when I would come in from a day game, I would play with them about maybe an hour and a half, and they got used to that. And what's unusual, about 3 years ago, a guy came up to me where I work in Atlantic City and says, I'm one of those kids that play stickball with you. And I didn't know who the kid was, and I had to go with him because he knew all the things that I've done. And he lived across the street from me, so... it gets rewarded somewhere along the line because of all the good things that happen to you. Yeah.
What does it mean you to be a member of the Hall of Fame?
When I was 10 and you asked me a question, who was your favorite players at the time, all those guys that we talk about are Hall of Fame guys. And I said one day I would be there, not knowing what it stands for. It's just that the Hall of Fame is something that you play baseball for. You start out playing, and you say to yourself, if you get into the Hall of Fame, you got good numbers. Now, there may be some guys in there that, backed in a little bit, may not have the greatest numbers, but they are a Hall of Famers in their rights. But to me, to be a part of the Hall of Fame and be a part of all the guys that come through is tremendous. You have great ball players there, and you got great people there. And I think in the last 5 years, the Hall of Fame have... came alive. They understand that the players have rights, and when I said rights is that when they go up there, they are treated nice. And I saw that in the last 3 or 4 times that I went there. So I think it's a thing that when you go to the Hall of Fame, you understand They give you options now. Like this one before, they didn't let you sign autographs at different places. Now the Hall of Fame says, hey, if you're able to make a dollar, go ahead and do it. And I think that's a good sign of everybody's growing up. Everybody's not saying, well, you have to do this, you have to do that. And it's just a wonderful feeling to go back and enjoy what is there for the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame is about people. It's about players. It's not about the people that run the Hall of Fame. It's about who do you bring in, how many people you can get back every year, and make sure that they're, you know, taken care of.
The great Willie Mays, of course, the greatest baseball player of all time in my mind. No doubt about that. Zach, I'll get to you in just a second on that one. But I want to mention hockey because that John from Columbus, Ohio, who doesn't know anything about Donati's Pizza, anyway, says that I never mentioned hockey. So let me mention this. A goalie got his teeth knocked out this week, four front teeth knocked out, taking a shot from the mask. The mask was on us, right? The goalie's mask doesn't always work. Zach Attack, tell me something I don't know.
Well, we all remember Kobe Bryant's great last game, that 60-point performance. But what a lot of people don't know, including you, Johnny Taco, is that that moment almost never came. Kobe Bryant has been hard at work on like these business ventures and this like whole new creative aspect that he's working on. And he was at the office editing short stories till 4:15 on the day of his game, which if you know L.A. traffic, he was really pushing it there to try to make it to the game on time.
Well, maybe he was like Larry David in order to drive in the carpool and he picked up a hooker.
He may have had Kobe has the Kobe copter, though, so he might have just helicoptered over to the Staples Center.
Kobe Bryant could have taught Donald Trump something. Maybe Donald Trump could have caught Kobe Bryant something. Anyway, the bottom line is the L.A. Lakers off and rolling. They're only 1-1 as I speak. Of course, we are entering Sunday, but the bottom line is Luke Walton is bringing a new feeling to L.A. And, of course, the Staples Center alive and rocking, and the games are sold out.
Yeah, they are. I mean, as much as people talk about how bad L.A. fans are, like the Staples Center is still – it's hard to get a ticket in there for a decent price for a Laker game.
So how are we wrapping our arms around the Rams? Although they're not paying great football, they're still drawing.
Yeah, they're certainly drawing. And, I mean, they're still competitive. A lot of the games that they've lost have been close games that were kind of thrown away by Case Keenum. So I think a lot of L.A. is eager to see what Jared Goff has to offer.
How long before we see Jared Goff?
I mean, I would put him in now. It's a bye week. You know, there's more time to prepare him. I think now's the perfect time, but I don't think they'll do that. I think if they lose maybe another time or two, they're going to put Jared Goff in.
Carson Wentz is still playing hurt. Is Carson Wentz living up to the potential thus far, even though he's been hurt?
I think he's exceeded his expectations. Really? I know a lot of people thought he would be good, but, I mean, he's been very solid for Philly. And to be a rookie and to be leading that team like that, I think he's exceeded his expectations.
Okay, the man of the hour, Colin Kaepernick. What's happened with Colin? Sacked 7 times in 2 games. Is the line protecting him or what? Or not?
It doesn't appear that they're protecting him. I mean, the 49ers are kind of deficient in a lot of areas, and I hate to say it, but quarterback play is one of them, and the line goes along with that.
So how do you go from 5 yards away from winning the Super Bowl to being a chump quarterback?
Well, you have kind of an incompetent organization who fires a guy who had great years with them and hires a bunch of guys who really were unproven.
Zach Attack, we talked, of course, the great Alex Rodriguez tonight, one of the greatest athletes of all time, Willie Mays, of course, the UFC, boxing, NFL, NBA. We covered hockey for the guy in Columbus, Ohio. Did we miss anything?
I think we hit all the bases.
Soccer as well. No pro wrestling. We covered some soccer as well. Of course, you are tuned to Johnny Taco and his All-Stars each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. We join you for 2 hours of, you know, some sports, some comedy, and some social issues as well. Zach Attack Young, you have a great weekend, man. Stellar performance as always.
Thank you. And as always, the incomparable Johnny Taco. Thank you.
The great Zach Attack Young and myself, Johnny Taco, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, in the Sports Byline Studios.